If you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 2. How many realize that's a pretty familiar Christmas passage? And it's a Christmas story. And I'm going to read it to you today. And I know it's quite a lengthy passage of Scripture, but I believe that God wants to speak to us from it today. Would you? Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 7. "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angels of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angels said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you, ye will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass that as the angels were gone away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even now unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which is told of them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." Hallelujah. Isn't that a great passage of Scripture? It really is. You see, when God created man, it was His intention that man to have fellowship with God. That was God's intent in the very beginning. When God breathed life into Adam and made him a living soul, it was that he would be able to have fellowship with him and communion with him. It's a great thing that there would be that intimacy between God and man. But Adam and Eve fail. How many realize that? You know, the old apple came into play here, and sin entered into the world, and because of that sin, it created a great chasm between God and man. Sin sent man running from the presence of a holy and a loving God, and because of sin, judgment began to follow. Death entered the picture, and man was driven out of the garden. How many realize that? You say, Pastor Rick, what does that have to do with the Christmas story? Well, let me tell you something. It has everything to do with the Christmas story. You see, sin broke the intimate relationship between God and man, which God desired. But because God loved you and I so much that He provided a means by which you and I could have fellowship with Him. Now, in the beginning, if you remember, Adam and Eve were sent out of the garden, and God prepared for them a clothing. He took the clothes of the hides of animals to cover them, and it was to cover them. And He provided a means where, through sacrifices, through lambs and goats, to cover man's sin. Not just to cover their naked body, but to cover their sins. But yet there still remained this great gulf between God and man had lost access to God. Only the high priest could enter into the presence of God, and that was only one time a year. Man had may have failed, but even when man failed, God was preparing a way and had prepared a way before the foundations of the world, the Bible says, for you and I to enter in and be reconciled into the presence of God. And that's what I want to speak to you about this morning. I entitled my message this morning, God's Way in a Manger. Would you bow your head and let us pray today? Heavenly Father, I thank You for what You have done. I thank You for this Christmas season. As we celebrate, O Lord, the birth of God incarnate in this earth today, Lord, we thank You for sending Jesus upon this earth that we might, Father, be reconciled into Your presence, O God. And Father, I pray for the next few minutes, O Lord, that You would stir the hearts of Your people. And I pray, O Lord, that our eyes of our understanding would be opened and enlightened, O Lord. And that we would hear what You would have to speak to us from this passage of Scripture today. And Father, I pray that You would do a miracle today. Lord, do something that I cannot do. And Lord, that is speak to the hearts of Your people today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We read here in verse 7 in our text that we read, it said, she brought forth her son, her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. I don't know if you heard the story about the little boy who was in the Christmas play, and he was so intense about it, and he came to the part to where Mary and Joseph goes to the innkeeper and knocks on the door, and here's this little boy dressed up as a shepherd, and the innkeeper comes out and says, I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn. And the little boy says, I've got room. Have we made room for him in this Christmas season ourselves? Oh, listen. Matthew's gospel tells us that all of this was done that it might fulfill which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. The prophet Isaiah, get this, prophesied 700 years before Christ was born. And this is what he prophesied in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. He says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Isn't that incredible? 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah the prophet prophesied that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a child. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. As I was studying, I ran around across one commentary. It said that had no reference whatsoever to do with Jesus Christ. You know what I did? I didn't do it, but I wanted to tear that page out and throw it away. Amen? But you know what? That is about as ridiculous as it can be. That, if you can't get Jesus out of that passage of Scripture, something's wrong with your theology. How many realize that? Because it patterns exactly what happened to Jesus. A virgin conceived and brought forth what? A son. And they named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which is this God with us. Hallelujah. As Mary and Joseph looked upon that little baby lying in that manger, for the first time, they saw for the first time what the prophet had prophesied about 700 years before then. And they beheld the answer and the fulfillment of that prophecy. You see, we had no access to God. We could only approach God through a mediator. We only could know God through rituals and through practice, religious practice, to point us to God. But now, laying in that manger for the very first time from the Garden of Eden, God had made a way. Hallelujah. And that way was in a manger today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God made a way for you and I to be able to go back to Him and reconcile back to Him. God made a way for you and I to know God intimately like He desired to begin with. He made a way for man to move beyond the veil, beyond religious practices, beyond the sacrifices, into the very presence of the Almighty, that we might have an intimate and relationship with our Heavenly Father. God made a way, amen, that you and I could have a personal relationship with Him. He made a way where we could hear His voice. This is the Lord. Let it hear what He has to say to us. He made a way, and that way was in a manger this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus told Thomas in John chapter 14, verse 6, He said to Thomas, He said, Thomas, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Can I tell you this morning, there's no other way under heaven by which man shall be saved except through the name of Jesus. If we try to come any other way, the Bible declares that we are a thief and a liar. Amen. Because we can only come. Jesus tells him that he is the way to the Father. In verse 7 of that chapter, he says, if you have known me, you have known my Father. And then in verse 8, Philip says to him, show us the Father. And in verse verse 10, Jesus answered. He says, "He that hath seen me has seen the Father. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me." Hallelujah. Right there in the presence of Thomas, right there in the presence of Philip, right there in the presence of his disciples, he's saying, "Listen, guys, I am the way. I am the way. That way came to us through a manger in Bethlehem." Hallelujah. Jesus is telling them and telling us today that there is no other way to the Father except through the Son, through Jesus Christ Himself. Let me tell you this morning, it's not by works. You can work and work and do good things, but it will not bring you into the presence of God. It's not by riches. You can't buy your way and you can't give away enough stuff. It's not by an intellectual knowledge of God. It's not through Buddha. It's not through Muhammad. It's not through any other. It's only through the way to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ, and anointed one. Hallelujah. Through Jesus, we have access to the mercy seat. Through Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and to make our petitions known. For thousands of years, man had no access except through rituals and sacrifices. Sin had separated us from God, but God made a way, and He made it through the manger. Hallelujah. We couldn't even get to where God was. But you know, when we couldn't get to where God was, God came to us. Hallelujah. And He came by the way of the manger this morning. Every time we look at the nativity, we see a way. Hallelujah. Every time we look at a nativity set, we see a way that God made for you and I to come into the very access of God. It was a way of reconciliation. The angels declared to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2 verse 10, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people." It's a great joy. He's bringing us good tidings. That laying in that manger, the way that God made, it's for you and for I. It's good tidings of great joy. And it's not just to me, but it's to my children and my children's children. It's to those that are way far off. Hallelujah. It's to every one of us that will call upon His name this morning. Hallelujah. The good tidings the angels proclaimed was not only that we can be reconciled to God. Thank God for that. That's the most important thing is. But did you know that it was good tidings that the way that Jesus, it causes you and I to be reconciled to one another. Can you say amen? Not only was man separated from God by sin, but sin had separated us one from another. How many realize that today? Listen to what Adam told God about Eve in Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. He said, "The woman that you gave me to eat of the tree, and I did eat." That's just like a man, isn't it? Sin broke fellowship with God, but it also broke fellowship with our brother and our sister. We see it right here in the garden, where what happens? There starts to be the finger pointing. It was her fault. She did it. She made me do it. Later we see that Cain murdered his brother Abel, and God asked Cain, "Where is your brother?" And listen to the snide remark back to God. "Am I my brother's keeper?" Sin has brought about all racism, all classism, all sexism. Sin has brought separation between not just God and man, but between man and one another. Man and his brother and his sister. Everywhere you see fear, everywhere you see doubt, everywhere you see distrust, everywhere you see those things, you see it is a result of sin. Social engineering has done everything to try to fix it, and they can't fix it. Psychologists have done everything, but they don't have the answers. How do you fix mankind with such diversities and such differences and have them to come together in brotherhood and sisterhood of love? Hallelujah. How do you do that? How do you deal with centuries of distrust and hate? How do you deal with the sin problem of man's heart? Some say it can't be done. Some says we're just destined to be separated. But my friend, when I look back at Bethlehem, when I look at that little baby wrapped up in swaddling clothes, you know what I see? I see a way. I see a way, hallelujah, that reconciles me back to God, but not just back to God, but reconciles me back to my brothers and my sisters, hallelujah. It reconciles me back to mankind. Hallelujah. I see a way, and I see it in the manger, reconciling God to man and man to one another. You see, God made a way of salvation. Hallelujah. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. The angels announced to the shepherd, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." Hallelujah. Angels announced that night that lying in a manger in the city of David was a Savior. Was a Savior. Oh, did you know that Israel was looking for a Savior? Israel was looking, the nation of Israel was looking for the Messiah, the Savior to come. Oh, listen, did you know that the name Jesus is actually the Hebrew name for Joshua? And did you know that Joshua in the Hebrew is Yahweh? Yeshua? Is that incredible? Which means the Lord saves? Jesus' name, His very name, says that He is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. All of Israel was looking for the Messiah. Year after year, the hopes and the dreams of the people of Israel were fixed on the promise of the coming of the Anointed One, coming of the Messiah, that they would be able to be set free. They were looking for a Savior. They were looking for someone to deliver them out of the hand of Roman rule. They longed to be free. They longed to be independent. They wanted to be delivered out of a physical bondage, but God, His mission was to deliver them from a greater bondage than physical bondage. How many know what I mean? God wanted to set them free of a spiritual bondage. Sin has imprisoned humanity more than any physical oppression in the world. Sin. Jesus' mission was to break the chain of sin and bondage in the lives of people. And just as Israel was powerless to overcome the Romans, all humanity has been powerless to break the chains of sin and death in their life. Listen to what Hebrews 10:4 says. It says this. It says, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin." All of the sacrifices they did for so many hundreds of years only could cover our sins. It could not take our sins away. It could not reconcile us back to an intimacy with God. But God made a way. Laying in a manger was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. The angels rejoiced and declared it. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the King. He made a way, and the way was in a manger. He also made a way for you and I to worship and praise God. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 20. "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." You know what Hebrews 13:15 says? It says, by Him. Who? By who? By Jesus. Oh, listen. When the shepherds came rejoicing, when they saw that which we've been told them, when they looked in that manger and saw that little baby lying there, hallelujah, you know, something inside of them began to rise up with them. Why? Because looking in that manger, hallelujah, was their hopes and was their things that they had dreamed about. And they rejoiced and they praised God. Oh, listen, Jesus, the Bible says here in Hebrews 13, by Him, by Jesus, therefore let us offer, what? Not a sacrifice of goats, not a sacrifice of bullocks, but no, a sacrifice of praise unto God continually, that the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name in the city of David, is a Savior born today. The Jews of Jesus' day were not a very happy lot. How many realize that? They didn't have a lot to be thankful for. They didn't have much to be happy about. They were led about like puppets on a string by the Roman government. In addition, they were forced to pay an exorbitant amount of taxes, and they were looking to be free. Those shepherds who watched their sheep over sheep by night took one look in that little manger, and you know what? Something inside of them rose up, and they came away praising and glorifying God. What did they see in that manger? They saw a way, amen? A way to liberty, a way to freedom, a way out of religiosity, and way out of ritualism. They came, hallelujah, from the manger rejoicing and praising God. Why? Because a way was made to praise God in spite of their circumstance. You may say, Pastor Rick, well, that's all great. That was good. That was then. But this is now. The baby is not in the manger any longer. There's no angels singing over my fields. The stars not shining over my home. There's no cattle lowing in my barn. In fact, my barn is empty. So don't be telling me about a way in the manger. Because what I need is I need help today. Can I tell you something? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The baby isn't in a manger any longer. Oh no, that baby grew up and became a man. He walked upon this earth, and you know what? As he walked upon this earth, he healed the sick and he made the lame to walk. He cleansed the leper. He opened blinded eyes. He made the deaf to hear and the mute to talk. He even raised the dead. And then he made his way to an old rugged cross. And there he was nailed upon a tree for your sins and my sins. And there then he was placed in a tomb. Hallelujah. But the story doesn't end there. Amen. Jesus was born to die. But on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead over triumph, death, over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. Oh, you're right. He's not in a manger anymore. Oh, he's not on the cross anymore. He's not in the tomb anymore. He is sitting on the right hand of the Father who lives to ever make intercession for you and for me this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The way is holding open the door that gives you and me access to the throne room of grace this morning. He is the way. He is the way to life more abundant. He is the way for my sins to be forgiven. He is the way to bring healing unto my body. He is the way for peace and for joy and for rest. He is the ways to praise in spite of my circumstances. Oh, He is the way. And He came in a little wooden manger on that first Christmas morning. Would you bow your head with me this morning? Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord in this place today. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just flow through this place. Touch our hearts today, O Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know this morning there is a way, and His name is Jesus. He's a way out of your darkness this morning. He's a way out of your despair this morning. He's a way out of your hopelessness this morning. Oh, He's a way out of your sin this morning that has you bound. Oh, listen to me, church, this morning. That little baby that's laying in a manger, He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the truth and He is the life. This morning, if you're looking for a way out, if you need a way out, as the Holy Spirit moves in this place, I want to ask you this morning, just to slip up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I need a way. I need a way this morning. Oh, just slip up your hand. Hallelujah. As we wait just a moment. Thank you. Are there others? Thank you. Praise the Lord. If you need Jesus this morning, if you need your sins forgiven, if you need something to worship and praise God about this morning, hallelujah. Slip up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me this morning. Hallelujah. Would you just every one of you stand with me this morning and lift your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Becky, would you come? Hallelujah. Oh, worship Him this morning right now. He is a way in the manger. He is away in the manger right now. Oh, He's a reason to worship and to praise God in spite of what you may be going through, in spite of your pain, in spite of your heartache, in spite of your prison moments. God wants to set you free. Hallelujah. He is away today. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we worship You, oh God. Thank You. Thank You for sending Your Son Jesus. Thank You for making a way, O Lord. Thank You for Father, breaking the bonds of sin and doubt on us, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You for making a way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship You, O God. We worship You. Praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we give You praise. We give You honor. We give You glory today in Jesus' name. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise You this morning. Praise You this morning. If you're here this morning and you need prayer, if you're here this morning and you need a touch of God in your life today, hallelujah. I want to ask you to slip out of where you're standing. I want to ask you to come. I want to pray with you this morning. Don't leave this place without the touch of God in your life today. Hallelujah. He's made a way. He's made a way this morning. Hallelujah.